St. Joseph's Center in Trumbull, the nursing home where residents had to be evacuated twice in just this calendar year, is in fact closed this morning. It shut down back in May. All residents were placed in other facilities since then, but it became the most recent facility in Connecticut to close. And per usual, there wasn't really a lot of detail behind the abrupt closure. In fact, we learned the process wasn't going to be complete until this month. But in fact, it is closed. Residents were forced to go somewhere else. And for the first time on Melissa in the Morning, we welcome Dr. Manisha Juthani, Commissioner of the Department of Public Health, to talk about this case. Thank you for being here.
Thanks so much for having me, Melissa.
Where does the Department of Public Health kind of fit in when just in general these types of situations happen?
The most important thing I think for residents of Connecticut to understand and realize is that all healthcare facilities and nursing homes in particular are regulated for healthcare quality and safety by the Department of Public Health. We serve as the survey agency, the agent of CMS, so the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, the federal government. Federal government designates an agency in each state that is responsible for surveys of nursing homes to ensure that there's safe and quality care being determined and delivered to older residents who live in nursing homes on a regular basis. So what that means is that there's regular surveys that our department does, and then people have the ability to submit complaints if there's something that they're concerned about. So we may go out to a home either as a point of routine survey or because there's been a specific complaint that's been submitted. And that is the process and way that helps determine that a given home is ensuring safe care for the residents of that home.
With this specific case, we had been kind of covering just over this, just 2025, there were two instances where all the residents had to be evacuated. One had to do with a Legionella bacteria in the water system. And then there was another one a couple months later for fire safety concerns. And so I'm curious, you know, how often do state health inspections have to happen to then deem a place credible to need to shut down?
So the federal government, CMS, actually has a system. Whenever we go and do a survey, we report those results back up to CMS. And then based on that, there's sort of a back and forth. The home has an opportunity to sort of correct what they've done, what is not appropriate. And there are different levels of correction. There may be situations where something needs to be corrected on a short-term basis. There may be corrections that need to be done on a long-term basis. There may be corrections where there's a situation of immediate jeopardy, meaning there's a feeling by the federal government that something is so dire that we need correction to be made immediately by this home to ensure safety of the residents in the home. So it really is a back and forth process, and it really depends on the situation. Every home is a little bit different. We, as the Connecticut Department of Public Health, will go out, make that assessment, report our findings back up to CMS, and then it is a back and forth dialogue with them where they ultimately make some of those decisions on when is something bad enough that it may actually necessitate something like an evacuation or a closure. And so, you know, in the final instance that occurred in May, that actually was something determined by the fire marshal and by the local municipality, where it was determined not to be safe. And so the state fire marshal actually issued an order saying that St. Joseph's had to be evacuated. And so in that situation, it was a little bit different than something where the Department of Public Health came in and did that. But in each of these situations, the thing to realize is that there may be sequential events that happen and assessments that happen and potentially even corrections on the part of a given home that may happen. But in this particular instance, by the point of May, when it was determined that it was not safe by the state fire marshal, that's when the final evacuation occurred.
And I do know that there were dozens of residents that were living there, I believe close to 180 people working there who would essentially be out of a job. How do you then, I guess, put people in different places? Again, I know we have a shortage of the workers who need to, you know, handle these facilities. So I'm sure those 179 or so people could probably find another job at another nursing home or assisted living facility. But how do you rehouse, you know, 80 plus, however many residents were living there?
So whenever there's a situation where we need to ensure the safe delivery of care to nursing home residents, and particularly when it involves a relocation, we as DPH work closely with the ombudsman as well, who's through the Department of Aging. And so this is a resource. The ombudsman's office is one that is a real resource for families and for patients. And together, we look at identifying where people may want to go, what is within an area that they may want to live, what might be a place that meets their needs. And there needs to be a clear written discharge plan. It's not like a patient doesn't have opportunity to weigh in on that. And the residents are really aided by this long-term care ombudsman's office to be able to do that. So a combination of DPH and the ombudsman's office work together to be able to ensure the safe transition of care of any given resident. Now, as it relates to the workers, that's beyond the scope of the Department of Public Health, but what we do in that situation is we do collaborate with the Department of Labor, another state department that is involved, obviously, with jobs and opportunities. And they have many resources when something like this happens to be able to try to help land people into appropriate jobs and opportunities that may be available to them when a home closure occurs.
We are talking to Dr. Manisha Juthani, Commissioner of the Department of Public Health here in Connecticut. And we're talking about the recent closure of St. Joseph's Center right here in Trumbull, happened back in May of this year. According to Genesis, again, the parent company of the center, they said that significant renovations, structural improvements, they had to happen. However, they were unable to get the waivers from the state and Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services. And what's interesting about that statement is I remember Governor Lamont just this year, I want to say in the beginning of the summer, saying that at first he wanted to push back on closing this nursing home and was really pointing to Medicaid funding for being the blame, because I think we had another home in the last year in New Haven County, same sort of issue happened where Medicaid funding was at the center of that issue as well. What do you think about that?
So, you know, I think that we need to be very clear that these homes and these companies are running a business. And yes, Medicaid rates are part of their business model, but the Department of Social Services can speak more specifically to whether they've had rate increases or what may have occurred over the last several years. I'm unfamiliar with that because that's outside of the purview of the Department of Public Health. But the fact that a facility could go into such disrepair under that sort of management and at the last minute of the last hour to specifically comment on rates, I would think about that a little bit more closely, because I do think it is the responsibility of a parent company and any business owner to ensure that they're delivering safe and quality care and that their facilities have the necessary information and facilities to take care of their residents. So, for example, you had mentioned in the first evacuation that happened at St. Joseph's, this was a routine survey that DPH had done of the facility. It was not related to any sort of complaint that we had received. And when we went in for that survey, we found that five of 245 sinks were operational because the other sinks did not have Legionella filters in place.
Oh, my God.
It's the responsibility of a business owner and somebody who is taking care of old, frail people who are living in a nursing home to take care of them safely. Mm-hmm. And so although I understand that the company felt that they could have used additional supports to get back up to speed and meet all of their regulatory requirements, the reality is that the physical plant and facility had undergone such disrepair that they would have needed to make significant investment to get it to a place that could have been safe for care, which we were willing to work with them on if CMS was willing and if they were willing. But unfortunately, it was not a situation that could be sustained any longer.
Well, it reminds me of people who don't budget correctly and they're just hoping that their tax returns will pay off some of the debt that they've incurred that last year.
I think that's a fair way to look at the situation. And I think I would take it even a step further. You know, when people are thinking about independent living or assisted living, a lot of those types of facilities are independent pay. People are supporting themselves to live in those types of facilities, and many of them can be quite expensive. But people may have saved their whole lives or have other sort of plans that can help pay for that type of service. For many people who are going into long-term care facilities or nursing homes, they may have really exhausted many of their opportunities. They may not want to go into a nursing home. They may have tried to stay out in the community, but this is now a place of last resort for them. And many people who live in nursing homes do end up on Medicaid to be able to help pay for that. And I take this job very seriously. This is a vulnerable population of the oldest members of our community in Connecticut. And to take advantage of people when they are vulnerable, when they're often at the end of their lives, when they have put in many years of productive lives to be contributing members of the Connecticut economy and be contributing residents, and now it's in their final years, it's our obligation to make sure that we take care of these people well. And I really rely on having good business partners in the nursing home industry to make sure that we do that. And so as a department, our role is really to ensure that people who are living in these homes are getting safe and quality care because they deserve that. That is a basic human right. That is a basic principle on which we run as a department and that people should be able to rely on the department on to be able to hold these companies accountable.
Commissioner Giuthani, I can't disagree with anything you just said, and I so appreciate you being so candid, caring so much, and doing the job that you do for the state of Connecticut. Thank you so much for giving us the time here on WACC, and I would love to have you back on really soon.
Thank you so much, Melissa.
You're very welcome. Again, that is Commissioner Giuthani here for the Department of Public Health in our great state of Connecticut on WACC.